Einen schönen guten Tag von meiner Seite aus. Ich freue mich, dass Sie alle so lange so intensiv.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for your work. It's an important contribution to the debates that we will have. We will see the gathering of strong economies around the globe. They don't come alone, but they discuss with parts of civil society, with all the young people that have gathered here to discuss the questions that are important, to bring proposals and to make sure that we will interlink the debates of the G7 to the debates that have to take place around the world. When I remember the G6 meetings, you were small back then, and it took place at a French castle. Not many people came. We had heads of state and government gathered by the fireplace, but now this has become bigger. We have many people gathered at these summits, and also we have contributions like yours, the ones you drafted and that are important indeed. When we look at the society and how it has changed, we know that it will be a world full of young people in Western Europe, in North America, and other countries. This is not as visible yet, but when you look to Asia, to India, when you look to the African continent, you will take note of the fact that there are many, many young people who are growing up right now. Incredible numbers, billions, who will shape the future of the globe. And this is why it is all the more important that we don't limit at the debates at the G7 to ourselves. I'm grateful for being invited to these talks here and to meet representatives from many countries that participate in the debate and represent these global regions. We actually copied you for the G7 in Elmau. We invited many other representatives from other nations, aside from the international organizations, but we also invited Indonesia, Senegal, South Africa, and we're going to prepare this further because the world is, well, actually shaped by many, many around the globe. What is moving to us? We've heard it before. The terrible war of aggression of Russia against Ukraine moves us deeply. The terrible destruction taking place in this country that was innocently attacked. Villages, small cities, big cities are being destroyed. Roads, bridges, railroads, hospitals are being destroyed. Many things that have grown and have been established over the centuries and have been destroyed and will not be able to be used for a long time in the foreseeable future. If you think back to Germany and the last war 77 years back, we'll be reminded that bombs are found still up to this day, 77 years after the end of the war. This country that seems so orderly now, this war has a grasp on us still and plays a role in our day-to-day lives, and this will hold true for Ukraine as well. And this has to become our clear common statement. This war has to stop. We will have to have a ceasefire. Russia needs to withdraw its troops, and it will be needs to be possible that we end this destruction, but also we end the killings of many innocent citizens in Ukraine and the many dead soldiers that have to be registered. This war has to come to an end. And as I said, it will be play a major part in the discussions that we are going to have. It's a question that deeply moves us when we gather there. And so it is important to know that this is also a question that moves you as well. We're going to organize international solidarity with Ukraine, provide financial support, humanitarian assistance, but also having the opportunity, providing Ukraine the opportunity to defend itself. We're going to continue our assistance. I think the solidarity is impressive when it comes to hosting Ukrainian refugees. Millions of people have left the country, millions who've found refuge, in particular in Europe, in the countries of Eastern Europe. Poland lends a major contribution, but also Germany has hosted and accepted more than 700,000 displaced persons, refugees from Ukraine. Many young people, many children, oftentimes their mothers, the elderly, and people requiring special needs and protection. And we're seeing a special type of refugee movement here in our country. I was very much impressed by the great solidarity, the willingness to help. Many people in civil society want to help. And what impressed me also is the fact that just how much Ukraine has digitalized its education. Many school children and students can continue to be educated, and we would like to see that in Germany as well. So this could also serve as an inspiration for us. We will do everything in our power to provide protection to those who seek protection and to give the young people and young children with education so that they continue their education, go to daycare, go to school at universities as well. And other than that, we have many questions that are important to us. You mentioned mental health. It's an important contribution, and it's a remarkable commitment that you're sharing here. We're also talking about employment for young people, and indeed, it has to be a pivotal topic that needs to be addressed around the globe. How can we provide good qualifications, good education, to give prospects for employment to young people? How can we make sure that those who have employment are treated fairly? So questions pertaining to labor laws, social rights, employees need to play a pivotal role. And for us, it is a pivotal and crucial topic indeed. I welcome your proposals that have been put forward in this regard. And of course, this also holds true for the major challenge of our times, answering the question how we can stop and mitigate man-made climate change. We have to succeed by mid-century, and it requires great efforts. Where exactly, especially those states that meet in the G7 formats, but other countries as well, because the citizens in many countries of Asia, Africa, Latin America will not accept that they do not enjoy and reach the same amount of prosperity that we're seeing here and in the other G7 nations. They want to benefit from the opportunities that technological process holds that we've seen in the past 100, 200 years. But it has to be our common task that we will succeed without harming the climate, without destructing our environment. We need greatest efforts, especially by those who have progressed industrially. We can develop the technologies that are necessary so others can benefit from that as well. Technologies that can be just as cheap as compared to the use of fossil fuels, but also technologies that lend to a contribution to protecting the climate. This is why we have a proposal as to how we can organize this cooperation. The climate club, we want it to be an open climate club. It shouldn't be a closed climate club. It shouldn't only be accessible to countries in the north, but it should also be accessible for the countries of the south. We want everyone to cooperate. But if we embark on this path towards protecting the climate, then we must prevent that we isolate ourselves and do not cooperate anymore. We need to go hand in hand. We need to cooperate with other nations. And this is essentially behind the idea of this climate club, which should make sure that we cooperate and not work against each other. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you for your work, your commitment, your interest. This forms a foundation, the basis, so that we can achieve progress in this world. And in times like these, we have to say that I count on you.